because you can handle the truth.
Saturday. It is September 29th, 2018. Where has the time gone? It seems like it was just summer, and the corporate networks are already pushing Christmas. Here, the end of September. It used to be after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, you start talking about Christmas, but not anymore. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me at republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and Woolly'sBlog.blogspot.com and ScreeningScientific.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@Spingola.email. Please visit our very friendly chat room at spingola.chatango.com. Visit and view our guest lineup at spingola.com. Now, I began broadcasting at RBN on October 23rd, coming up on an anniversary. And if you will visit the spingola.com website and click the radio schedule button on the left side of the page, you will see the links for each and every year for the guests that I have had on the program. In addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to the guest and his or her subject. My guest today for the first 2 hours is Reverend Austin Miles. And he writes for News with Views, and he's written a lot of articles. And his most recent article is about, well, it's about Kavanaugh. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I was pretty much glued to my TV all day Thursday. I watched and listened to the whole thing. And I think one of the best commentaries, and I'll talk about this later, was the commentary written by Carolyn Yeager. Fabulous commentary. Well, Reverend, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Miss Deanna. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Now, you wrote an article about the Kavanaugh situation.
I did.
So, your thoughts. The name of the article is Only Democrat Women Accusing Judge Kavanaugh.
Isn't that a kick? That really is something else. The Republican women are certainly much better looking and more desirable than the Democrat women that he's accused of being with. And that all is nonsense anyway. I, too, was glued to my TV set all day on Thursday from start to finish. I think he handled himself very, very well, and I think this whole thing is such a fraud on the American public. Though, you know what, the Democrats want to get him out because they know he would be a constitutionalist lawyer. He would follow the forefathers' ambitions for the new country and also the laws that they put down. This is why. Plus the fact they are really frightened the fact that he would overturn Roe versus Wade. And it's interesting, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's
it's
okay.
Allergy time where I am. So anyway, the Democrats are so afraid that he is going to not only be constitutional, but get rid of Roe versus Wade, which means they can no longer cruelly butcher, murder babies, but the Democrats also own the Planned Parenthood's killing operation.
Okay.
So that's what it's about.
I also noticed, and we'll get back to those points that you just brought up, that when women came forward and made accusations against Bill Clinton,
yes,
the women were attacked viciously. Absolutely.
They were raped.
Viciously. Raped. They were raked over the coals. They were just, it was horrid. And of course, Hillary Clinton was right at the forefront of that attack. And so the difference between that situation and this situation is entirely different.
She doesn't even remember who was there, where she was, how she got there, or how she even got home. That is pretty fishy, I think.
Well, when I was listening to it, if a 9-year-old child is raped, it's a terrible thing. An 8, 9, you know, a child. When a child is raped, it's a tragedy. All rape is horrible.
It is, and it's also a lifetime sentence for that child.
It can be, yes. But she was in a bathing suit at a party. There is a picture that I have on my schedule page of her sprawled out drunk with just her bottoms on. The kind of environment, country club type environment, children, young women. The other thing is that all of the high school yearbooks that showed her were totally gone from the internet. They wiped them all.
That's right, but it was, yes. Did you see that? Did you see them before they scrubbed it?
Yeah, they scrubbed everything from the internet. The other thing is, she's 15. She was 15. She was not raped. And I'm thinking,
no.
Gosh. I'm not saying that it's normal, that it's good for young men to act inappropriately with young women.
I agree.
But gosh, I think really she's 36 years later, she's still claiming victimhood, and she wasn't raped. She was a 15-year-old at a drinking party in a bathing suit.
Yep.
Not that she deserved it. I'm not saying she deserved whatever happened to her. Worse things have happened to me, and I wasn't even drunk in a bathing suit. But
I know that young men will horse around. And I'll tell you this, and this is kind of a personal thing, but my wife told me this morning. And my wife is a knockout. She's so cute. I mean, she really is after all this time. But she was in high school and was walking home from school, and she had to pass by a wooded area. And a couple of boys came along laughing and grabbed her and hauled her into the forest. And she was definitely afraid that something was going to happen. It didn't. All they did was just wanted to scare her, and then they ran off laughing. Apparently, I do not condone that behavior at all. I think that a man must be a gentleman at all times. But that was just an example. So nothing happened there, I'm quite sure. I think the only real thing that would happen with Judge Kavanaugh that I did hear this morning, that he was seen naked with three nurses the moment he was born. So that was about it.
Oh, I see. Well, I just think, too, that for her to claim that she has been suffering for 36 years over somebody laying on top of her, she's got something, you know, screw loose. Because I think you can be weak after something bad happens to you, or you can be strong. It can make you stronger. It depends on how you perceive it. It depends on your own courage and your bad things happen. But you should not let these bad things rule the rest of your life and destroy the rest of your life.
Especially when it wasn't, especially when it really wasn't that drastic of a bad thing.
No.
And not only that, I saw in one of the yearbooks, I managed to copy them and make copies before they scrubbed them. She was known to be very promiscuous and very drunken.
Right.
During her school year. So there you go.
Right. So this was just part of her daily routine, apparently.
That was her. I didn't think lynching was really legal anymore, but that was a lynching that took place at that hearing for Judge Kavanaugh. And I was so proud of Lindsey Graham for speaking out as he did so forcefully.
Indeed.
And I think that was fantastic. But the man is innocent, and I couldn't imagine the crassness of bringing these things out in front of his wife. What's that going to do to the family?
And his mother, father.
And a father. And his kids would naturally be affected by that.
His two young girls.
They have one plan, and I'll tell you why they are so ruthless. That is, I don't think that this whole thing, that they don't want him in there because they want to get a communist, and I know this for a fact, to put America under communist rule.
Oh, it's already been under communist rule for years.
It has been going on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But the communists have tried everything. Now, I did spend some time behind the Iron Curtain when I was younger, and I was determined I'd never see that come to our country when I got out of there. So it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And they want the world. There's only one country standing in the way of the one world order or the new world order, and that is America. And the reason America still...
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you think? tell me what you think.
Well, I'd have to refer you to my books, my trilogy. But following the so-called Civil War, we became a corporatocracy at that time, and it's been going downhill since then, where corporations were given the same rights as a human being. And in fact, it was the Marxists who came over here from Europe that helped to win, quote unquote, the war, the so-called civil war. It wasn't a civil war. It was an assault against the South because the South had different. They just had a different culture, and it wasn't about slavery. I'm sorry, it wasn't about slavery. Most of the slaves were owned by big plantation owners who had come down from the north. So, so there's a lot. So no, we're not the only country. We're probably the first Bolshevik revolution that was successful occurred in this country, and that was the so-called Civil War. They couldn't do it in Europe. But they came over here and did it here. But that's another topic, and we won't cover that today. But
we will. But one of the things that the communists are adamant to put America under communist rule officially. Will you agree with that?
I just explained what my thoughts
are. Okay, you did.
We already are.
You did.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, just to be mentioned, that when all the communists came over from Europe to interfere in America, many movie producers came over at the same time. and they established their studios, and that's why.
They didn't have movies until, I'm talking, they came over here before the so-called Civil War.
Okay. But I'm saying many of the Europeans did come over to make this their home.
Sure.
And in years of thought, a lot of movie producers did come over.
Sure.
And put their propaganda.
FDR's administration was full of communists. His wife was a communist. I have a chapter in my book called The Red in the White House.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get back to this topic that we're talking about.
Okay, I will have to get one of your books and see exactly what you got in there, sure.
Yeah. They're packed full of interesting things. My views, of course.
Well, I'm sure. But I just want to see a world that, you know, that we can just live together, work together, and, of course, that's the whole ideal with everything else. But you know what? I do not believe, and you may I'm sure you might, but this whole fuss is not about political parties. I believe it is definitely between good and evil. And the Bible says clearly that we have to be careful of spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right.
And that comes from Satan himself. And I do believe with the evil things the Democrats do, like Roe versus Wade, owning the abortion clinics, some of the cruelties that they have done, how they've tried to tear apart our country, I really believe the Democrats are Satan's minions. I really do, because this is the good and evil. And the Bible says that's what the last battle will be between good and evil. We're in it right now.
Oh, absolutely, of course.
We got to go out and have lunch now. You agreed with me.
I'm agreeable to some things, yes.
We'll get a lunch date set up sometime.
When you look at all of the administrations, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or whatever they are, they're both going along with the same kind of nonsense. If you look at the Supreme Court at the time that Roe versus Wade was passed, then you can see who was there, who passed that, and that, of course, it was illegal. They're not supposed to be making new laws. They're supposed to be going according to the law, constitutional law, as it was set up, and
exactly.
not to create new laws. And I mentioned this on a program earlier that it's very interesting that the Republicans or the people who are against abortion, and it could be Democrats or Republicans, the people who are against abortion are also the very same people who want to push mandatory vaccines where they use infant aborted fetal tissues. So that's a big, very big inconsistency to me.
Yeah. Well, I still feel like that a fetus is not a fetus. It's actually a baby.
Well, of course
because
it is.
That's
what they call aborted fetal tissue. And that's what
exactly.
It says.
Now, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying on that. But that is such an evil thing, and it goes back to biblical days when they worshipped Moloch, which was an evil god, by burning their children alive. And I want to tell you something. The abortion thing today is not much worse than that. It is, it may be even worse, because they go inside and dismember the baby while it is alive, and a baby has feelings and a heartbeat the same as we do. They have fear the same as we do, and they will. You'll see them, and I've seen some videos. A baby's in the womb there in horror when their legs and arms are being ripped off their bodies and then their head.
Of course.
I hate to bring that up because I know it's disturbing, but it's got to be a reality that people understand.
Reverend, we do have a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Back in 3 minutes.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and my guest today for the first 2 hours is Reverend Austin Miles. And we're talking about abortion, and I've done a little bit of writing about abortion. And people don't just wake up one morning with a case of pregnancy. It's not like the unwelcome case of the flu or a cold caused by a virus. It's because of their behavior. Pregnancy is a condition that one invites by the choices they make. And people typically may choose possible pregnancy when they engage in sex. Now, not all women who engage in sex do so willingly. However, the percentage of those who become pregnant as a result of rape or incest is extremely low. So it's not just abortion. When you look at abortion, you also have to look at the women's rights, the so-called women's rights movement, the feminist movement. That all kind of occurred after the fact or before the fact, or when you think about it, and think about Roe versus Wade, and who was on the who swore the men, and how many Republicans were there, how many Democrats, and there were more. I think there were more Republicans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Republicans on that court that approved it. And the person who was pregnant, Jane Roe, actually, there's quite a story about it. But they used her. They actually manipulated her, used her. She never had an abortion. And yet the Supreme Court case, Roe versus Wade, legalized abortion for all 50 states. It used to be something that was between the doctor and his patient, her patient. And so when you look at that whole thing, and now because it happened on January 22nd, 1973.
Yep.
And how many years ago was that? A lot of years. And people who are now people now look at that as settled law. I think if they were going to repeal it and successfully repeal it, it should have been done long, long time ago, because
it should have been. I had a reader contact me and say that Judge Kavanaugh had they was asked about that, about Roe versus Wade. He said, well, it's settled law. So they assumed incorrectly that he meant that that's over with. No, he meant it's settled law according to the law, but he would overturn it if he got in. But that was something, some of the things. I get 1,000 to 3,000 emails every day.
Sure.
And it's very impossible to give individual responses, but I do respond to a few of them and thank them for certain things that they've sent to me as well. But the Roe versus Wade, about 80 million babies have been killed. And when this is not an easy death, the whole nervous system of the baby has been formed by the time they do this. The heart
exactly.
is beating.
Right.
And
you're killing a
awful.
Human being. You're murdering
you're killing
a human being. And
yes.
the way that a country treats its elderly and its very vulnerable, the young, says a lot about the country.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
what,
certainly
and
is.
What the residents in a country, what their standards are. And,
but you know what?
When you look at the people who were involved, it's just very interesting the way that they set this whole thing up.
Well, Roe wasn't even pregnant. That was what I understand.
Well,
do you get the?
She was. She was pregnant, but she never had an abortion.
Oh, never had the abortion. Okay.
Her name was Norma McCorvey.
Yeah.
They used
yes.
her pregnancy, but she went ahead and had a child, and she
yeah.
later became came out against abortion, and
yes, and became a Christian. She did. Did you hear that?
I don't know.
Yeah. But here's the thing. America had never been attacked by a foreign entity in its history. Most successful young country in the world. They even came over, Alexis de Tocqueville came over, because he wanted to see the secret of this new fledgling country that was so rich, so quick, and established so well. And evidently at that time, we were safe. But you know, God also has a plan, and he has certain rules. And first of all, it started with Madeline Murray O'Hare. By the way, I knew her. I was the only Christian ever invited to her home for dinner. Mm-hmm. And that was Charles not too long before she got murdered. And it's interesting what I found in her at that moment. So in any case, she's made it illegal to pray in school. We did that every day when I was growing up. We did. And said the
okay.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, and we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest for the first 2 hours today is Reverend Austin Miles, and I just want to make a comment about a comment made by our very brilliant producer. And he said, and I quote, "And yet, when a pregnant woman is murdered, they file 2 murder charges. Now, remember when Scott Peterson killed Lacey Peterson, his pregnant wife? He was charged with 2 murders. So,
yes, he was.
I guess it's okay in some well, if you're a doctor, you can do that. But a person, if my neighbor wanted an abortion, and another neighbor went and performed that abortion, that neighbor would be arrested. But if you're a doctor,
it's curious, isn't it?
But because you have a license. And getting back to prayer in school, I just want to share some things about that. Prayers in a tax-sponsored school or any other public place not dedicated to worship does not demonstrate individual commitment or righteousness. Remember the Pharisees and their public prayers. We are told to pray in secret, not as a public demonstration of our piety. Most individuals do not want a teacher in a government-sponsored school or non-parochial school to determine their children's religious devotions. Teaching children about God is the primary responsibility and privilege of parents along with their chosen denomination. It is also their option to not teach religious values. the government does not have the constitutional authority to establish school prayer. It is a gross usurpation of parental authority. As the Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy said in June 1992, no holding of this court suggests that a school can persuade or compel a student to participate in a religious exercise. The First Amendment's religion clause means that religious beliefs and religious expressions are too precious to be either proscribed or prescribed by the state. So I'm definitely against prayer in school.
Well, you know what, though? Prayer in school, I remember that because we had it when I was a boy. Prayer in school just kind of emphasized the safety we had around us with God. And also, because church going was very heavy back in those days as well. So it was a natural part of life. But the thing about
now,
separation of churches...
Where were you at this time?
In the Midwest, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was back in the Midwest, was Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And so that was very, very part of it. And even our school books, I even have some of our textbooks in school, and it mentioned praying and God. That was a part of life, and it wasn't trying to push anything on anybody. It was just very, very natural. Everybody went to church. Everybody prayed. But then the separation of church and state was a very big misunderstanding. Thomas Jefferson had written that to the Baptist convention in Danbury, Connecticut. And he said that what they were doing, that the government would not start a religion. And so that there would be a separation of states starting a religion and church. So that was basically what that was about. It didn't mean that you couldn't pray or say the name of Jesus in public. So that's been a highly misunderstood notion. And there was nothing wrong with praying, and someone could just do a silent prayer if they wanted to back
which
in those
is what
days
they should
as
do.
Well.
Which is what they should
Pardon?
Do.
Which
well, is what people
could, yes.
should do. Yes.
But the thing is, things were a lot better and nicer and certainly more livable back in those days than today.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
There was something else. After Madeline Murray O'Hare got prayer out of the schools, it suddenly then became invisible in any public place. That was a catalyst. So for public schools, it happened in any public meetings, even civic clubs, all that kind of thing. But after that, then, is when we started with the Roe versus Wade. And with that thing, with no prayer, the belief in Jesus being scuttled for the time being, people were a little bit more promiscuous. There were no guidelines visible to guide them through a confusing life with many temptations. So that is what happened. And then we got Roe versus Wade. So,
well, I think it
we can celebrate
the feminist movement and a lot of other things that contributed to that, not just...
Well, they did. But let me talk about Roe versus Wade, though. When we started killing, actually murdering babies...
When
and
they
that's exactly
started
the
killing.
And what now?
You said when
Say
we,
again.
I don't, you weren't involved in the killing. When I'm talking about something that other people did, when they started killing, I've never killed anything. I've never
okay,
killed anything.
I understand what you're saying. But the point is, God then took his hand away. And for the first time in the history of America, a foreign entity came in and bombed the United States, 9/11/01. Everybody remembers that. That's the only time that happened because
okay.
God lifted his hand of protection from us. Now, in the Old Testament, it shows that when Israel sinned, which is quite frequently, they turn against God, even right after the Red Sea thing that happened, the phenomenon, they still turned their back against God. And Moses went up to get the new Ten Commandments. He came down. They had put together a golden calf to worship, which offended God. So what he would do in order to punish the Israelites who did this, or the Jews who did this, or that Judah and Israel, but in order to punish them, God would send their enemies against them and let them win a battle. That would punish Israel. And we were never really friends that much with the Muslim world, But God used them to come in and just devastate us. Baloney? Okay, baloney. Go ahead.
Baloney.
All right, go ahead. Tell me about your baloney. What do you say?
we're really getting off topic here from Kavanaugh, too.
Well, I know what we're talking about.
The so-called 19 Muslims that you claim came in and bombed on 9/11, most of them are still alive, had nothing whatsoever to do with it. So I suggest...
Well, I understand that. I understand that. But that wasn't what I was saying. It was individuals that did this, that's for sure. By the way, I don't like bologna, and in fact, I'm a vegetarian anyway.
Yeah, I don't like bologna either. I wouldn't eat it.
But you just offer me some.
Nitrates and nitrites in it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we're in agreement again. So that's
exactly.
Another lunch coming up.
Exactly.
A vegan lunch. So, but in any case, we had a foreign entity attack our country. And the country's been battling each other since that time. I mean, I've never seen such conflict among peoples, between blacks and whites, and outspread to other ethnicities as well. That's not good. We're all human beings. We're all in the family of God, and we should absolutely live like that fact.
Oh,
I agree understand
with
that
completely.
And
yes.
I believe we can have a beautiful world and a pleasurable world, but we have these elements that are agitating in the various areas, and I know one of the leading agitators, and you know his name very well, is financing so much of this because he has his own political aspirations that he's wanting to turn America into. In other words, to destroy America as it is and form his own. In fact, I did write in a column one time that if they do succeed in turning this country into a communist country, I'm going to walk around, and every Democrat I recognize, I'm going to say, how's this working out for you? Because it is no fun. I've been there, done that, and I don't. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, that sort of a thing. But I know we're capable of doing better. We should celebrate each other. We should admire the traits that others have. And, we can do better than what we're doing. We're not to hate our neighbor. We're not to hate anybody.
Of course not. I don't believe in going over and bombing foreign countries and bombing the country to smithereens, destroying all the infrastructure, destroying 500,000 children under the age of five. No, I don't believe in that. In spite of who was it that said that she thought it was worth it? That crazy.
No, I disagree with that too, and I agree with you in this. We do have some definite points of agreement, and history shall record this moment.
You think? Okay. Well, at least RBN will record it, and it'll be in the archives.
Well, that's great.
Yes. That's true. That's so true.
But it is. It is very true indeed. But again, we can do better than that. For me, everybody is unique that I meet, and I meet a lot of people, many of them, and I'm fascinated by everybody that I meet, and I'm always anxious to have dialogue with them, and for some reason, my appearance anywhere seems to stimulate the biographical impulse of anybody nearby, and that's good. I like that. But there's such a joy in people, and I've had such a rich experience, and I've known many very famous people, very famous, and I've met people that weren't known by virtually anybody except me, but they were all a part of my lives, and they were all significant in my lives, because I see their personalities, how they tackle certain things in life. We learn from one another. There's no question about it. We don't need this conflict, but this conflict is all right down to money. A lot of the wars that you mentioned, I disagree with war too, the same as you. But this is all, and I learned this when I was a little kid, and I couldn't believe it when I first heard about it. But who profits in the wars, and that has to be the merchants of war machinery that they manufacture, the manufacturers. Right. And I was shocked a little more because I couldn't understand.
Lily in the chat room provided me with the name, Madeline Albright. Thank you so much, Lily. It was right at the tip of my tongue. Couldn't think of it. But it, Madeline Albright.
It just came in?
Yes.
It just came in?
In the chat room.
And it says, thank you, who?
It was Madeline Albright. And Lily in the chat room provided me with the name. She's terrific.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it.
Or somebody would say, Maddie Halfbright.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Yes. Well, you know, you're going to get a few in the chat room because I think a few people have definite ideas on this, but I'd hope they'd all take to heart the fact that I still feel we should all come closer to God. I know that it's been very, very good in my life, and I have met wonderful people through that. And I was a chaplain for a number of years, too, by the way.
Oh, okay, and, chaplain. I was going to ask you about that, because your email
address. Yes, in fact, I trained chaplains. In California, there's a whole group of chaplains, East Bay chaplains, that are doing so well, and they are doing such great things. One of them that went through the course is a chaplain of the Golden State Warriors families. And other ones that are at a prison, boys' prison. They all have great assignments that they're doing. And I just, the chaplain is like a pastor of a church without walls. And I can tell you with my work alone in California, I would have mass baptism ceremonies of people who had turned to Jesus through this ministry, through the chaplaincy, because the chaplain is there at all times, at the worst times of a person's life. A chaplain has to have all integrity. It's one of the highest forms of ministry because you willingly give up all rights to yourself. You're there for the convenience of others. There's no such thing as convenience for you. My son came and visited us, and we were getting ready to sit down to dinner. My phone rang, and I was famished. I was ready to eat. And that phone came, and I dashed out, got in the car, and took off to an emergency. And he asked his mother, my wife, he asked, does that happen often? And Shirley said, yeah, quite often. But you're dedicated to that. The worst times, and you've got to be one person that is of the highest moral order, indeed, because you're dealing with human lives. And by the way, I must tell you this one. I was a chaplain in New York City for quite a while and also worked with the police as a chaplain. And it was fortunate in New York because I was on a daytime television talk program. It was on every day, and I was a frequent guest because it was a celebrity program that brought celebrities on. Well, I had been also assigned as chaplain to show business. That meant movie stars, circus performers, musicians. And so for that reason, I was put on the program with many of them. And I got to be a familiar face in New York. Now, the thing is, this wasn't important to me because of recognition. It was important to me because people knew who I was, and if anybody's in trouble, they could feel free to come right to me, or the police would see me, would come right to me. And so one time, I was on my way to New Jersey. I was getting ready to go over the George Washington Bridge. And so I saw traffic stacking up ahead. And it slowed and slowed. It was just when I got to the bridge, it was stopped completely. The bridge had emptied out completely. And a cop walked by, looked at me, and said, Chaplain, we need you. So I hopped out of the car, and I said, what's happening? And he pointed up, and there was a woman up at the top of the bridge. He said, she's ready to jump. We've tried everything we can do. You're our last hope. And so anyway, I got on under there, and I looked up at her, and she looked down at me, and she yelled, in a screechy voice, said, don't you start. I said, I'm not even here. Meanwhile, I'm trying to think what in chaplain training would provide me with the words to talk to this woman. So when she said that, don't you start, I said, no, I'm not going to start anything, ma'am. But I just noticed something. That's a lovely dress you have on. That river is the dirtiest river in America. That dress will be a mess if you do this. She grabbed a hold and pulled herself back straight. The cops went up and brought her down. That broke the attention point. And it's one of the things you never learn in chaplain school. But I tell you one thing, as I tell the chaplains, when you get in a spot like that, the Lord will give you the words to say. And then it was all over. I got back in my car, thanked the consulate, and went off into my appointment in New Jersey. But this is the chaplaincy. I love the chaplaincy. I love the idea. I feel very comfortable in the real crisis situation. I've been on many of those. I train chaplains how to take care of that. But that's one passion that I have. And in that, we deal with all people, absolutely all people. In one case, there was I would take chaplains in training with me to the various things. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. I hear the
all
music.
Right. Yeah, we're just at a break time here, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, so don't touch that dial.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest for 2 hours is Reverend Austin Miles. And you also published another article today about the Kavanaugh situation. Did you want to continue with what you were saying?
Two things. First of all, let me mention, network has the most interesting commercials I've ever heard.
Yes.
They are presented so very, very well. I just wanted you to know that. Well, I was talking about the chaplaincy and some of the things with that. I would take chaplains in training with me on my crisis calls. They would have to be ready to go with me at a moment's notice in the middle of the night, whatever it was. But I had one, a homosexual died, and I knew him. His partner died. But I knew the man that was there because he owned a hotel, and I did a couple of weddings in that hotel that he owned. And so when his partner died, he asked me to do the service, and I did do it. And I'm very honest with these. I don't preach a person into heaven or to hell. I celebrate the life because everybody's life has contributed something to humanity, I think. And I know that is true. And so this one time, this one man came with me, and he was really strict in his religious feelings. So he came with me to the funeral and then out to the burial home. And in the funeral home, this man was weeping so hard. And then we came out of there, and I said, now, Carl, we don't understand it, but that was real grief that you saw. That was expressing a real love that we do not understand. But we're not supposed to even think about that part of it. Our job as a chaplain is to bring God's love into any situation we find ourselves. So that's how that came out, and that was so kind of a clue with chaplain. We don't judge anybody. We're there for the people. And now one of the things, I can talk to you about several of the crisis situations. With the Kavanaugh thing, we were talking about Kavanaugh. I think he'd make a very excellent Supreme Court judge because he had a stellar record on the circuit courts that he was the head of. And is it, none of this, what are, you know, everybody respected him. All the judges respected him. All the people that came before him respected him. And he had a grasp of the law that was amazing. Now,
well, the other thing, is that he had been vetted by the FBI six times.
They're demanding another one right now.
He would never have gotten as high in government positions if he had actually done something that Ford, at something like what Ford accused him of doing.
I know, and the thing of it is, none of her, the people she claimed that were present, all stated under oath they were not present. They knew nothing about it.
Right.
And so the FBI, after six times, what are they going to investigate now? The man has been investigated. He's had a solid marriage all these years, a couple of beautiful children, and his behavior on the court was above reproach at all times. Was that the circuit court he had, or was another name that he was on for all those? Oh, anyway, we'll talk about it later. Here's the music.
We will be right back. It's the top of the hour, and maybe we'll take some phone calls in this next hour. Okay, be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.